ASSINIBOIA. There is no doubting kindness in Assiniboia, and recent efforts extending a helping hand to the SJHL's Weyburn Red Wings was just another showcase of what happens when people come together for a common cause. The City of Weyburn revealed that Crescent Point Place and the Tom Zandi Sports Arena will remain closed, following a second ammonia leak in the facility's ice plant chiller. A December 10 City of Weyburn media release stated, "The leak has pushed back the reopening of the facility into the new year. The chiller, which was purchased and installed for the 2023-24 season, had passed pressure testing following recent repairs and had been running without issue for the past week. The chiller experienced another failure." The Assiniboia Times reached out to the town of Assiniboia's recreation and wellness director, Steph Van de Sype, who responded saying, "Yes, their facility is closed until the new year. They phoned around to a few communities looking for ice, but their biggest hurdle was finding a place for all 23 players to stay." Van de Sype's continued reputation for quick action in all matters about her department and team quickly put a call out on Facebook for temporary homes for these 23 players. In the first 4 hours of this post, it was shared over 500 times. "So many people in our community are opening their homes to these players without hesitation. It goes to show just how amazing Assiniboia is, and how quickly we can all pull together to help another community in need," exclaimed Van de Sype. A shout-out was given by Assiniboia's rec director to Assiniboia Minor Hockey, who has been so incredibly accommodating ice times to allow for these junior A hockey games to be played at Southland Co-op Center. As well, more accolades were given to the junior B Rebels, who have been very helpful in lending their dressing room to the Red Wings to move in until their December break, being December 22nd. "We are so excited to welcome them into our facility. We look forward to watching them practice during the day, and fill the rink with the 4 games they have booked," added Van de Sype. Several residents, who chose to remain anonymous, say that they are not surprised by the quick offers of help to remedy the situation for the Weyburn team, as Assiniboia is part of a larger provincial family of hockey, where it has been proven time and again, the hockey community always helps out each other in time of need. These same residents say excitement is high for the opportunity to watch, and adopt, the SJHL Weyburn Red Wings as their own. Check on the town's website and Facebook page, as well as the SJHL and Weyburn Red Wings pages, to see their schedule in Assiniboia for the short time frame while they are displaced due to arena issues. The Weyburn Red Wings put out a media post on their website, December 11th, "It's official. We are heading to Assiniboia to play. Huge thank you to Assiniboia for opening up your community and homes for us. All home games until Christmas break will be in Assiniboia. As soon as we have more information finalized, it will be posted to our social media pages in regard to season tickets, gate admission, etc. We understand the inconveniences that are amongst all of us, but are extremely grateful to the City of Weyburn for all safety precautions being followed. Thank you." The team also extended thanks to Esther Hazy for all the help in trying to make this work, adding, "We have such great communities and support around the sport of hockey. It is proving to be a Merry Christmas indeed, not only for the Red Wings but for all who collaborated in short order to enable this team to have a temporary home."